Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
Won't be turned around.
Won't be turned around.
And I'll keep this world.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
there ain't no easy way out.
Baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground.
And I won't.
And I won't.
And neither of you.
Down.
And Fauci and Bill Gates are being destroyed as we speak. I told you months ago they will be politically annihilated, bare minimum. And I just go with my gut in the analysis. I think they're going to go to prison. And I think if we work hard, we expose them, and we're diligent, we pray, I believe they'll be convicted. And that someday, I believe we'll watch them both hung in public. I really do. They launched this attack with Communist China. You know, you think that's strong rhetoric, and it's not. Communist China just threatened to nuke us if we keep investigating the Wuhan lab. They did this on purpose with the UN. China controls the WHO and the UN to a great extent, and they're making their move on us. And a lot of Western elites have signed on to this bio attack that's killed millions and then killed millions from starvation. And you have to say it. I don't want any harm against Bill Gates or Fauci. That could turn them into heroes. That could turn them into martyrs. No vigilante violence. I want them arrested. I want their records brought out. I want public trial. And then I want a jury to find them guilty because the evidence is overwhelming. And I will take life in prison. They are incredible villains, and so I don't think execution would turn them into victims, but maybe let them spend the rest of their miserable lives on public display, like you put animals in a cage. They want to put us in a cage. They want us to live in a cage. How about we throw Joe Biden in there with them? Israel finds possible link between Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine and heart inflammation. Really? Fauci funded study at UT on it in animals with the same type of vaccines and did the same thing. It killed them. Doesn't kill them right away. Usually takes a few months. And mice, a few months is like a few years for a human. So, woo! What's in the SPARS 23-25 war game? That we find out it causes brain inflammation, heart attacks, all these problems, in a drill they were holding 3-4 years ago. An exact drill, the exact plan. 2023 is 2020 to 2023. What did General Flynn say? He used to run major war games. He knows that governments don't call plans attack plans. They call them war game scenarios, but the war game codes are real. The orders are real. When you need it, you pull the war game off the shelf, and then you execute the war game. Then you make changes, you know, during the war game if need be. Go watch the video General Flint and every American should see. Emergency Saturday broadcast. World shocked by SPARS 2025-2028. I was having a brain fog there. I guess not for vaccines, but no, it's not 2023-2025. It's 2025-2028. But the real years are current time. So excuse my faux pas. We're going to go to break. I believe we're getting the Hodge twins on. I've been wanting to get them on for weeks. They've been so busy. They have been hotter than a firecracker, hotter than a pistol. So has a guy they co-host a lot with, Stephen Crowder, who's getting massively censored. Very dangerous days right now. But if you're getting censored, it means you're doing your job. And that's why more and more they're getting censored. So we're going to cover the waterfront with the Hodge twins. Talk about the Tulsa massacre. Talk about George Floyd. Talk about Joe Biden, the Chinese agent, and all the incredible news in 60 seconds when we come back. Stay with us and tell everybody you know. Tune in.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. And our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
On this Wednesday edition, we've got the Hodge Twins, some of the most popular conservative patriots in the world.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've been a fan of Judge Joe Brown since I used to watch him on TV, and I know he was on another big, huge interview with another man named Brown, famous NBA star Kwame Brown, Bust Life. And it's an hour-long interview. I watched the whole thing last night. I think it's over an hour. And he just blew me away how everything he says is true. It was reminding me of all the stuff I learned over the years about Biden and Hillary and all of them, like, you know, saying the things, blacks are super predators, they're bad, all the things they say Trump did, and now they're doing it, and now Biden's saying white supremacists killing blacks is the biggest threat. I thought it was all this malware hijacking everything and shutting down the meat packing and the power supplies and the pipelines. I thought it was China threatening to nuke us in their national newspaper today if we investigate Wuhan. We'll talk to the Hodge Twins about this and a bunch of other subjects in a moment, but I got to play a little bit of the clip again. Here is Judge Brown, who witnessed this when he was an intern in D.C. with his own eyes when the Dixiecrats brought their new savior, who he was back then. I mean, this is the guy that tried to stop in the 70s and 80s integration. I mean, when nobody was doing that. So here it is.
Byrd, former Grand Dragon of the Klan, and they were talking about this young man who had a stupid-looking ducktail like he was back in the 1950s, was the last true yellow dog Dixiecrat. And they were talking about Joe Biden, who got up there, and when the speech he gave, I mean, I was really offended. I heard it right outside the state capitol building in Dover, which was a rundown, ransacked old house, 250 years old. And he said, Negro children are like roaches. If they're allowed to integrate the schools, they will infest them, and they will never be gotten out. Negro.
Who said that? Joe Biden said that?
Yeah. I heard it. Saw him. He said, Negroes were animals, and they turned the streets into jungles. And he and Senator Eastland had a plan where they could put all of these Negro animals in zoos. Now, we talk about the 94 crime. The
91
was really bad. The 81 was the one where one rock got you 5 years, which, due to some other stuff, Biden and Stennis and Eastland did. It wasn't 5 years with parole. They abolished.
All right, so there you go. And I conflated something because I watched the whole interview last night when I was tired. Somewhere in there, he talks about being an intern at a think tank and how he heard something else racist that Joe Biden said face to face. But I guess that was in Maine. He actually saw that also doing the same job. So gentlemen, I know you try to create unity. So do I. So we normally just talk about other big subjects, you know, promoting America and all our shared freedoms. But the Hodge Twins are here with us. On YouTube, Conservative Twins, Instagram, Official Hodge Twins, on Twitter, Hodge Twins. You guys are awesome. You don't need any introduction, but so much is going on. But, man, to have a guy that has this history running around now trying to create division, trying to go open old wounds in Tulsa, Oklahoma, doing all of this, I mean, give us both your take on where this is going and what you think so far of the so-called presidency of this guy.
Well, I think Joe Biden's been sham, you know, this whole time. I don't actually think he won the election, but I want to touch on what Judge Joe Brown was talking about. Here's a man who has eyewitness testimony of who the real Joe Biden is. I mean, he was actually there. He heard this man say these things. When Trump is in office, they have all these people accusing this man of rape and this and that happened 30, 20 years ago. There's no way you can verify that. You can't actually believe these women because some of the stories that they're bringing up, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like some woman came out and said Trump actually raped her in a dress room. But here we have a man who's a judge, who is an eyewitness, who actually heard these things, and nobody wants to listen to him. Nobody wants to share those things. Yeah. It just doesn't make a lot. I mean, it's just very sad to me. We have Joe Biden. I mean, the left is always preaching against systemic racism. That systemic racism, they're looking right at him. He's a representation of what this country was going through in the 60s and 70s.
I think like him just going to Tulsa and commemorating what happened. I mean, which was an awful thing that happened.
Right.
But he's not commemorating for that. He's just trying to show black people, I'm here for you. Come vote for me. Even though I haven't done anything for anybody but my family my whole time I've been a politician.
Yeah.
It's just that he race bait, he panders. And for some reason, even though this has been going on for decades, black people continue to fall for it.
Yeah, black people are so upset about Christopher Columbus, you don't want to celebrate that. But why y'all want to celebrate something that happened over 100 years ago? The only reason why they want to celebrate these things is because they're asking for something. And they think Joe Biden and the Democrats and people on the left is actually going to give them reparations or restitution. They're not going to see any of that. They have not, till this day, black folks, black liberals have woken up and realized what these people are doing to them. They're using them, mentally enslaving them, for a vote. That's the only reason why Joe Biden's there.
Yeah, they're actually asking for reparations for what happened in Tulsa. There's only like two survivors left from that.
Yeah.
And I say, fine, give him. I mean, sure, the state or somebody should try to help him out. But the point is that you're right. He's there to open old wounds and distract from what he's doing to all Americans, shutting down the pipelines, leaving the border wide open, smuggling people in, being on the Chinese payroll while they threaten to nuke us. I mean, this is so obvious. Meanwhile, it's not just what Judge Brown said, who's a very credible person, as you said. Biden's famous. Hillary, I have video of Hillary saying, blacks are super predators. You got to keep them to heel like a dog. I mean, I've got the campaign material from when they ran for governor. Classic Dixiecrat racist crap, and I'm not even hyping that up saying, oh, gosh, let's all cry about it. The point is, that's who they are. And then they're trying to say America's evil. Republicans are evil. And white people are the number one threat in America. I mean, it's so transparent.
Yeah. I mean, it's
a blind man can see it.
Yeah,
Alex.
White people is not the most dangerous thing in this country. That's why the BLM founder, when she got some money from, you know, taking all these donations, she's out here buying houses around white people. White people is not a huge threat to anybody in this country.
Yeah. Well, there's white a crazy bad white people, but the point is, statistically, it's not because they're white, it's because they're bad. There's bad people every color, like Hillary Clinton. In fact, put that video back on screen. In this video, we'll play it when we come back in a few minutes. She says what I just said. I mean, this woman is incredible. Imagine if Trump had ever said, black people are super predators. You got to pull them to heel like a dog.
Right.
You know what's crazy, Alex? That's the first time I ever heard that. I would see it myself. I mean, I think I do my homework, but, hey, I missed that.
Oh, hey, a lot of folks don't even know that Biden, and I know you guys know this because I watch your show, but that Biden said, if I win, surge the border. Because now they're trying to say, hey, it's not our fault this happened. But he said, surge the border. That's why they were wearing Joe Biden shirts. And now CNN, Kamala Harris team dismayed by being held responsible for border crisis.
And they keep pointing the finger at Trump like it's his fault.
Yeah,
when Trump took over this country and the border situation was out of hand, he was able to rectify it in very little time. He's building a wall. He started putting in procedures. He started actually enforcing our immigration laws. As soon as he's out of office, Biden's doing away with all that. And now his policies, he wants to blame them on Trump.
Yeah, it's amazing.
When we come back, I'll try to pull that clip in and play it. I also want to ask you guys this. Just real fast, what do you think ends up happening to Biden? Because he's obviously degenerating so fast.
Right.
I mean, it's just like a Weekend at Bernie's movie. I mean, they're propping him up, holding him up. I mean, he's not really the – he's just the face of the presidency. He's got a bunch of people that's playing him like a puppet. I don't think he's going to make the 4 years, Alex. I mean, it's a matter of time. I hope he doesn't make it, but I just hope we get him out in 4 years. That's what I'm hoping.
Right.
Well, how does he make it? Well, I mean, he's already a laughingstock. What happens?
Right. He said the N-word and the F-word with the first 90 days of his presidency. So, I mean, but the thing is, no matter what he does or say, it's just the thing about mainstream media, they're not holding people accountable.
Yeah.
I mean, they dig in hard on conservatives. They need to dig in and go in hard on liberals. They need to hold both sides accountable. But whatever he does or says, they spin it to make it look like he's the victim. It plays in their favor, really, because liberalism is nothing but victimization of people based on your skin color, your sexual orientation, how much money you make. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
That's it. Let's come back and talk about that, and I'll get that clip pulled into the Super Predator clip by Hillary. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Since we mentioned it, why not play the video clip? But we've got the Hodge twins here. Here is Biden saying, if I have a disagreement with Kamala, I'll just feign an illness and resign. Wow, he's so senile, he's being honest. Here it is.
If I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We don't have that. We discussed at length our views on foreign policy, on domestic policy, on intelligence. And the great thing is she has.
So there we go. The Hodge twins are with us. Tell you about their official website here in just a moment, because it's just as important as their big YouTube and Twitter and Facebook pages, because those could be taken away. I hope not, but look what's happening to Stephen Crowder right now. But since they didn't know about it, most people don't know about this. In fact, Snopes says this doesn't exist. So that's when you know something exists. So Snopes says it doesn't exist. Here she is in 1996 giving a speech to a women's group.
We need to take these people on. They are often connected to big drug cartels. They are not just gangs of kids anymore. They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy. We can talk about why they ended up that way, but first we have to bring them to heel. And the president has asked the FBI to launch a very concerted effort against gangs everywhere. In addition to that, he has appointed a new drug czar. You probably saw him Tuesday night. He's one of the most distinguished active military generals that we have in our country. He's already proven that he knows how to interdict drugs because of his command of the South American activity on behalf of the United States. But General McCaffrey will make a big difference.
I'm not going to play the whole speech. They're specifically talking about the crime bill that disproportionately targeted black Americans with longer sentences, and then you have similar statements about that. But there you have it. We got the Hodge twins here with us. What's the best website for people to visit for you guys and find all those great T-shirts and the rest of it?
Oh, it's officialhodgetwins.com is our website. And Hodge Twins Store is our site for, because we're doing comedy shows later this year. We're going to Texas. We're going to San Antonio and Dallas.
Well, I'm going to come see you when you're in San Antonio. That's close to my neck of the woods. You guys will be popular here in Austin, too, just because it's been invaded by California. There's still some hope.
We've been banned from Austin. Yeah. We can't book a show in Austin.
Yeah.
Really?
We used to tour there, but they banned all our shows because we're conservative. We can't even do a show on the street.
Okay, let's tackle this now, because this is a shorter segment. I had all the other big issues next segment, but this one's big. Censorship. Describe what that's like and how it's escalated, even Trump being censored now. Stephen Crowder, you guys do his show a lot. They're really trying to cancel him. Describe what it's like right now for people that don't know.
I mean, it's horrible. I mean, when you think of censorship, you would think it would be based on somebody like creating videos to show you how to make a bomb or something.
Right.
Or somebody wearing a Klan uniform preaching to go out and hurt people of color. That's not what's being censored. What's being censored is people speaking truth.
Yeah.
And people speaking their opinions politically.
Yeah, it's all one-sided, too.
Yeah, and it's all a threat to the left, so they censor you and call it something that you're not doing.
Yeah, you can be with Black Lives Matter. You can go on YouTube, wherever, and say looting is reparations.
Yeah.
You can go in there and say you're going to kill police officers. None of that's going to be
incite violence. None of it's censored. Yeah. Stephen Crowder goes out and investigate these fake addresses in Nevada and Vegas.
Right.
And it's actual journalism. What did they do?
Yeah.
They ban him off of YouTube for a week. They delete his videos because he's actually doing journalism. A comedian is doing more journalism than the actual journalist today.
And everything's verifiable, Alex. He's not spreading lies. He's actually showing the address that someone registered to vote actually voted from, and nobody lives there.
Yeah. Investigated.
Yeah.
But no, he's spreading misinformation.
Misinformation.
Yeah. He's a right-wing white supremacist. Let's just ban him for a week.
When it comes to conservatism and what's going on in that country, the left, when they do it, it's okay. Like the whole thing about Russia collusion. They investigated it for 2 years.
It was all a lie.
Yeah, but if we want people to investigate our elections, make sure it was an honorable election, it was, you know, it was legit, they call us right-wing conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just madness. It doesn't make any sense.
Let's expand on that, because I know you guys had guests on, as I've seen it, and talked about the Wuhan leak and that possibly being it. Everybody got censored to talk about it. Now we're all vindicated. So who gives big tech that power to say that only the UN can officially say what's happened with the virus? That is so dangerous.
Yeah.
Right. And no one actually gave them that power. What's going on with big tech? They're misinterpreting laws, and nobody's enforcing the laws accurately.
Yeah. Big tech is giving them the power. Because we all have a voice. Whether you got 5 subscribers or 1,000 subscribers, we all have a voice. But big tech is coming in assisting China. Assisting the left, assisting the Biden administration,
and nobody on the left is going to step in, because that's one of their cash cows. That's how Biden, you know, if you want to say that's how he got elected, because they never even shared the story about his son.
Yeah.
He never
shared. If you talked about his son and his ties with China and the Ukraine and making millions and billions of dollars, you would get your post removed, and if you did it repeatedly, they would ban you.
Right. Just for talking about it, sharing opinions, the same thing that the left is doing. But what the left is doing is misinterpreting everything, misrepresenting everything.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that spread misinformation.
That's right. And Hunter is now going to teach an ethics class at a major university in New Orleans. What a joke.
Right. Yeah, they have no ethics. None at all.
Speaking of that, what do you make of Hunter and the laptop and all this stuff coming out with the so-called president meeting with the Chinese, something he lied about, all the weird stuff on that. Meanwhile, the left is saying they want to indict Trump in New York probably within the next month. I mean, they're saying they're going to indict him for fraud, for overvaluing hotels. If a bank gives you a loan, they come out and inspect the property, they give you the value they want. The idea that it's fraud, that he was given $300 million on a property, a loan against it, well, that's what the bank did. That's their right.
Right. And you know what, Alex? The main reason why mainstream media is talking about this is because Trump brings in the ratings. Trump is not filling out his own tax return. Trump is not going out there evaluating his properties. He has people. He has workers that do all that for him.
Yeah, but see, the left, they prey on people's ignorance. Like they said, he didn't pay any taxes, or he paid like $5,000 in taxes.
Yeah.
They prey on people's ignorance, thinking Donald Trump sits down every year and fills out a 1040 EZ.
Right.
This man,
exactly. I'm not as important as him by 100 times, 1,000 times smaller. I don't feel any of that. I don't have time to do that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that man's tax returns look like a damn dictionary. It's so thick. And he has accountants, CPAs to handle that stuff. Yeah.
It's all, Alex, it's all speculation. None of it's true. It's
all of it's theater.
That's all it is. They have investigated Trump for the last 5 years and found absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Y'all don't think they already dug into all of this stuff?
I mean, what they're doing is they're actually trying to, you know, defame Trump, because they're very worried that he's going to run again. You know,
well, that's it. They're scared of him getting all these great people elected, because when he backs the candidate, they're winning by record margins. So that's why they're doing this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's a threat. He's a threat to what the left wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's like, I remember when Trump announced he was running, everybody thought he was a joke. People on the right thought he was a joke, and he made everybody, the left and the right, look like fools. And he just became this power nobody could stop. So now what they're doing is they're lying on him. They're making him out to be something that is not. And
if Trump is the evil person they made him out to be, over these last 5 years investigation, everything would have been shown. Everything would have fell out of the man's closet.
That's right. I want to ask you guys, because you've got a good crystal ball, if they do indict him, what is the backlash of that with the Hodge twins? I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job, because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No. It's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The Prostate Guard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taken out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. You've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
We've entered a time where Sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
OfficialHodgeTwins.com. That's our guest, the amazing Hodge Twins, and they reach millions of people a day on their platforms and with their daily TV show / radio show. Find them on YouTube at Conservative Twins, Instagram, Official Hodge Twins, Twitter, Hodge Twins, and spread their information. I, of course, am Alex Jones, your host. Very honored to be here with InfoWars.com, Pan.video, and over 200 radio stations. We're very thankful to all those affiliates and you, the listeners, for supporting us and keeping us on air and spreading the word. You do that, we're going to win this fight. They had to steal the election, folks, and now the whole world knows it, and polls and numbers are showing, we've covered these, that when they first stole the election 6-7 months ago, it was 65% of the public on average thought that. Now it's over 70%, even higher when it comes to conservatives. It's coming up towards the majority of Democrats thinking the election was stolen. No one is buying this. People are getting real remorse who did vote for Biden. Where do you guys see this going if they're dumb enough up in New York with that minions of George Soros, Letitia James, and others indicting Trump either at the state level or the local level? What do you think the backlash of that will be?
I don't think they're going to get an indictment on him. I mean, he's the most vetted president we've ever had. Yeah. Everybody's investigated this man. They have found nothing. I'd be shocked if they found anything.
Yeah, I think more than anything, Alex, it's just a distraction because they're doing the audits in Arizona and Nevada. That's what they're really doing. It's just a distraction what Biden's doing in Tulsa. I mean, everybody on mainstream media on the left is just lost their minds talking about when they started actually auditing the results. I'm like, I don't understand why they will be so upset unless they're trying to hide something. If you're so sure that Biden won that election, honestly, why don't you let everybody go in, audit the results, and just show and tell everybody that's on the right how stupid and naive they are? I mean, you have a golden opportunity to show everybody in America how lost Trump supporters are.
Yeah.
I would be willing to show that, Alex. Look at the results. He won here, he won here, he won here. But they don't want to do that. They don't even want to investigate the results or audit because
they're scared what's going to be uncovered.
Right, because it didn't make sense because the night the election started, when I went to sleep, Trump was
up. He was up big, and it was everything was going his way. And then, like a flip of a switch, it all turned to Biden. But I don't think there's going to be any indictments on Trump. I think that this is just for ratings.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump was great for ratings. They didn't want him in office. Then he's out of office. He's like, damn, my ratings suck. Let's talk about Trump.
So you think they're just saying that to distract from the election fraud? I agree. You think they're just saying that to distract away from how horrible Biden is?
Yeah. Yeah. That is exactly what's going on. Everything is a distraction. What's really going on? The thing about what's going on in Wuhan, about the virus, what's going on in the audit, everything is just a distraction to keep people focused on racism and other things. It doesn't mean anything. It's trivial. It's not going to help America become a better country.
I totally agree with you. But they are saying they're going to indict him, and they want to do it by July 4th, but maybe that's all smoke and mirrors like everything else they say. It's a bluff because they are desperate. And even CNN has headlines like, democracy in peril, you can't do this, because now Pennsylvania wants to do it. Georgia's, and they know, and the word is, they found 17%+ disparity, all of it going to Trump. If he found 1% in Maricopa County, he would have won. They're talking number 17% or more. Of course, all flipped to Biden. What are they going to do when those numbers come out?
Oh, man. What can he do at that point if it comes out?
Right.
That's all we're waiting for, is it to come out. But they have all these enablers in place keeping this information from coming out. And this indictment is going, I heard it's coming soon. It's any day now. I heard that for 2 years from Russia.
Yeah.
And nothing ever came of that. So I don't believe anything the media says. Once I start seeing some actual evidence that something went awry, then I would say, okay, maybe something there, but there's nothing there.
And what's going on with President Trump and how they're investigating him? No president has ever been treated like this. No. I mean, here in America, we only treat criminals this way. People just in gangs, mafia, things of that sort. But we've never treated a president of the United States this way. Never.
Yeah.
And that's saying something about how radical our government has became.
Yeah.
And our Justice Department, how radical they are. Because,
well, take the head of Space Force. He got fired 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, because he said on a show, there is a real danger of Marxism in the military, and Black Lives Matter is promoting Marxism. The founder says it's a Marxist ideology. So since when is stating the truth grounds to be fired? This ought to really show people how much trouble we're in.
Right, yeah. Start cutting people's tongues out.
Yeah.
Start getting rid of people.
Right.
I mean, how about keeping everybody open to debate? That's how society moves forward. You hear from both sides, and then from there we move forward.
But let me ask both of you guys, if you were in Tulsa where they had the new Black Panther Party running around sounding like a black version of the KKK or beyond, saying we're going to kill the white people, we can't wait till there's a race war and all this craziness, what would you say to those guys? Because they genuinely act like they really believe this craziness. Well, what would you say to them, or is there just no point?
I think some people just lost. You can't help them. Majority of them, you can't help them. I'm sure there's a small percentage of them that's open to reason. But you don't fight racism with more racism.
Right.
I mean, you're sharing the same ideologies that the KKK and white supremacists
and Hitler used.
Yeah. You have the same ideology. Yeah. Just because you're black, that makes it okay. But then again, the left, they push these ideas that it's okay for black. Black people don't have the power to be racist. And that's how things like this come to be.
The left knows what they're doing. They admit this in the internal WikiLeaks document for Hillary's talk on this top psychologist. They want to isolate groups. So they get whites to be racist, blacks to be racist, and everybody's scared and hating each other. It means we're killing each other, and now they control us because we're isolated.
Yeah. Yep.
Divide and conquer. I mean, Charles Barkley pointed that out about a couple months ago. I mean, I think he took the easy way out, but I think a majority of what's wrong in this country is not. It's coming from one side, Alex. It's everybody on the left. I mean, we're here on the right. We're not perfect, but we're a whole lot better than what's going on the left because on the left, they like to call themselves liberal. It's nothing liberal about that party. It's nothing liberal.
Well, also, I agree. Isn't it transparent, though, that it's the establishment? It's the banks, the media, the universities, Hollywood,
the EU,
the China. They're all against America, and they're all saying America's racist. That's the establishment. The power structure's doing this to hide what they're doing, taking the country over.
Yeah, and that's the platform the Democrats stand for. They're against the elites. But their constituents, they fall for it and think they're against the elites. No, they're for the elites.
Yeah, they're for the big corporations. They're not for the ma and pa little shop.
Yeah,
they shut down.
Yeah, during COVID, they shut down all these small business. And look at the big corporations. They flourished. Made more money they ever made in their life.
Yeah.
But the left, the constituents, they don't see it.
Yeah,
it's like, what the hell are y'all looking at? Y'all don't see what's going on?
And now they love Bill Gates and want him to be our doctor? You guys wanted to get to DeSantis. Man, has he not really proven himself to be a star the way he gets common sense stuff, speaking of keeping small businesses open?
Yeah. Right. He's very sharp. I mean, he will. I'm pretty sure he's going to be I'm not sure when, but when I see him talking the way he carries himself, he's very sharp. He never loses his cool. He might raise his voice and get stern with you, but he's always comfortable with what he's saying. It's just so renewing to see a Republican that actually stands up and fights for what he believes in.
Yeah, he's an excellent example of what a leader should sound.
I agree. He's got presidential written all over him.
Yeah. Two terms. And it's what's amazing is when he won governor of Florida, he won by like 4,000 votes. I mean, it was ridiculous. Both of them had 49% of the vote. And it's like, you look at his candidate, the guy that he beat.
Yeah.
This guy was just complete garbage.
Right.
And for him to just barely squeak by shows you that there is election issues all over this country. Yeah. Whether it's a red state or blue state.
And that man, he and his platform that he ran against when he ran against DeSantis, that he was a racist.
Yeah.
I agree. And I don't go off color. I go off people. But wouldn't Alan West make a great governor of Texas?
Oh, hell yeah. Man, but getting into politics, there's a lot of great people out there that should be running for office. But politics is so polarizing, especially for black Americans. I mean, you're catching it from both ends.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. Yeah, absolutely. Wow, imagine if you're black or white, you get issues, but imagine if you're a black conservative, you get more heat than anybody. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live in the final segment of my hosting of today's Alex Jones Show. Gerald Celente set to take over the next hour. But Gerald knows sometimes I take a little of that hour, and I was just in the break room getting myself a cup of coffee, and Fox News had their medical doctor on saying all these big sunscreens have been recalled because they have toxic chemicals in them. Well, I think we're sold out of it now, but we got a sunscreen made that had none of the toxic chemicals. All you need is the zinc, folks. You don't need any of that crap. But it turned out all the ones I've told my wife and everybody not to get, the spray ones and all that, have toxic levels of carcinogens and give you skin cancer. It's just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. We've known this for decades, but I'm going to play part of that Fox News piece and comment on it before Gerald comes on at the start of the next hour. And then I'm going to take a break to go shoot some ads for next week's sale. That's pretty exciting that's coming up. And I take a break by going to some other work. And then I'm going to come back and host the War Room today with Roger Stone, who's got big breaking news. Roger Stone in the War Room coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes. But back to the Hodge twins, who I've been watching these guys for, I don't know, 6 years or so at least, maybe longer. They used to just mainly do comedy and stuff. They started doing a talk show years ago. It's gotten to be one of the top conservative talk shows out there. And I tell you, they're very polite on my show and let me interrupt and talk a lot. But they really, they're doing a great job today. They do a great job when it's just the two of them there. And it's also the craziness is there's two guys up there. They're twins. So I just love it. Gentlemen, there's a lot of other things going on, a lot of other points, questions I could ask you about, again, all the human smuggling and what he's doing, George Floyd Memorial, all the death that's happening there. And so much more. But what else is on your radar screen that's got a...
you know, a burr under your saddle that you're covering on your show that you want to tell my audience about?
Yeah, I mean, that George Floyd memorial, that's an excellent representation of what George Floyd stood for.
Great representation.
Yeah, I mean, in that area, there's no cops allowed. It's an autonomous zone.
Right.
But there's people actually, I think there's been two murders within that little zone.
Right. Drive-by shooting.
That George Floyd memorial is an excellent validation for what everyone should be against as far as no police. Defund the police. This is what happens. I mean, this happens when there's police around. When you defund the police, you turn your country or your area, whoever defunds the police, into Somalia.
Yeah.
Defunding the police, you're taking away the biggest deterrent for crime. If nobody, if I'm a criminal in that area, I'm not being scared of any repercussions or anything happening to me because there's no one to investigate. There's no one there to prevent me.
Yeah. What makes America is our freedom and law and order.
Yeah.
Police.
A civilized society.
Yeah. Our justice system.
Yeah.
But without that, you don't have freedom. You're living in fear. You're pretty much in Somalia.
But what exactly? What about all the weird?
This time zone, they think that it's safer to go without police.
Yeah. Dumb.
Well, but instead, with the Antifa that took it over, a bunch of weird meth head white people, you've seen the videos, I'm sure, where they won't let other white people into that area of the town because they're white, but they're white. It's just crazy.
It doesn't make any sense.
Nothing makes any sense. It's like, yeah. I mean, when you see like the riots and stuff, when they're burning businesses down, it's like a bunch of white people go into the black areas. That's the only time they go in there.
Right.
And they instigate everything. And it's like, and black people just watch it happen. And they don't realize that you're only hurting yourself.
Yeah. You watch these people come to your own communities and burning down your own Wendy's, your Target, everything that in your communities, and then they leave.
Yeah, these same people call us Nazis. I'm like, I don't even meet the prerequisite to be a Nazi.
Antifa does.
I don't get it.
It's just everybody on the left, Alex, is just picking on a lot of low IQ people, a lot of brain dead people, and I hate to see it. I mean, you know what, Alex? In this country, I don't care how many civil rights laws you pass, equality laws you pass, there will always be slaves in these countries because there's always going to be the ignorant people in these demographics of races that doesn't know what's going on, and they easily manipulate because they don't do their own research and they don't think for themselves. They let somebody on mainstream media talk for them and decide what's good and what's bad.
Well, here's a great example. The ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center called for me to be taken off the air. They called for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested if they don't do what the liberals say at the ADL meeting. I've never said anything racist about anybody. I want everybody to live in peace and come together. I'm a Christian. But then the founder of Black Lives Matter says Israel shouldn't exist and makes anti-Jew statements. The left loves her, but then calls me an anti-Semite. It's bizarre.
I can't even put into words how just dumb some people are. It takes, and it's always going to be an element of people in society who's very ignorant and dumb because it actually takes energy to educate yourself. And there's always going to be that element in society who don't take energy to educate themselves.
Yeah,
and that's who the left preys upon.
Yeah.
The lazy, the ignorant.
Yep.
And they feed them with all this BS. They tell them what they want to hear, and it galvanizes these morons to fight for them.
And, conservatives and, the conservative mindset, we're hard workers. We're business owners. We believe in freedom. We believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in the foundations of what, brought this country together and what made this country so great. But everybody on the left has been teaching these people that everything about America is evil and you don't need cops. You don't need to be able to protect yourself. You don't need to go out there and start your own business. The government is here to protect you and to take care of you, which never, ever works
anywhere in history. Ever.
I've got one last big question for both of you. The Hodge Twins here with us live on this Wednesday broadcast. Feels like a Tuesday because of Memorial Day holiday. How do we draft Trump to make sure he runs again? Because I know he's lost a lot of weight. He's working out a lot, playing a lot of golf. He looks good. I think DeSantis ought to run him as VP. I think that's an unstoppable ticket. They're going to say, oh, they're two white dudes. I don't care. They were two black guys. They have the same ideas. I'd vote for them or two women. I'm looking at results, and both guys have proven themselves. But I know that he had, I was critical of his website he launched 2 weeks ago, or 2 months ago, excuse me, because it wasn't interactive. It was basically a blog site, and Trump took his site down today, you know, Office of the President, because it didn't work. He can't even get videos posted with the people around him that I know are sabotaging him. Meanwhile, places like Gab has 2.5 million members for him with video and everything ready. They've been trying to give it to him for 2 years before he even lost. He doesn't even have social media. He has 2 million followers on Gab. If he joined Gab tomorrow, he'd get 10 million. The site works good. They've gotten the bugs out. We need to get a message to Trump. I don't have any stock in Gab. I have a site on Gab, hundreds of thousands of followers. But you know, he's deplatformed. He needs to get on these other platforms now. He needs to be on Rumble. He needs to be on Gab. He needs to be out there instead of, I know for a fact there are people around him that are quietly sabotaging him.
Right. Yeah. And big tech's behind it. That's why they banned him from every social media platform that's out there, because they don't want him to be able to communicate with other conservatives and other like-minded Americans.
Yeah, maybe he's, I thought he had some kind of social media platform in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what he's waiting to let everybody see, and not somebody else's platform. Because, you know, Trump, he wants his own thing.
Yeah.
His platform's probably going to be called Trump.
Well, so I guarantee you, Andrew Torba would probably sign it over to Trump if Trump would just give him the time of day. But, I mean, I've talked to folks that meet with Trump, a lot of them around him, and you know, they're either lightweights or they're just rich Republicans, and they just don't, they want to just play golf. And, you know, he doesn't have hardcore people around that know what they're doing. And that's why they tried to, you know, keep me and Roger away from him, because we at least, you know how politics and media runs. And I'm telling you, Trump needs his own video platform, at least a site where he can put a video up and then archive the next one. They'd have 10 million views every video. He's got to operate off people with their phones when he gives a speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All this is true. I'm just thinking maybe he's got something else planned. What's your plan? Your plan sounded great. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just.
Hey, I want him to reach out to Steven Crowder. I want him to reach out to you guys. You guys have got the technical ability to give him his own show. I mean, I'm telling you, he's a former president. They stole the election. He's the most important person on earth, and he is cut off. Gentlemen, thank you so much for all you do. The Hodge twins, you're coming to Texas, and people can find your comedy dates around the country. And so I'm going to come see you in San Antonio when you're here. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. That was a powerful interview with those guys, and I want them to lobby Trump and everybody else to get Trump back on air. I don't care where it is. Trump needs to host his own radio show every day or something. My God, hundreds of radio stations will pick it up. He ought to take over Rush Limbaugh's slot. He could host an hour a day that other guest hosts would take over. It'd be on 600 radio stations. It's just I'm watching Trump as they try to indict him being set up. Okay, I'm going to come back, hit some huge news concerning the vaccines that just broke. That is crazy. Remember the magnet sticking on people's arms after they take the shot? Well, we got something here on that. It's pretty crazy. And then sunscreen causing cancer. We've known this forever. It's not the sunscreen doing it. It's the chemicals, which they did on purpose. The FDA allows it. And now that house of cards is coming down. It's the chemicals they put in everyday products on purpose. That's why we have the Save the Frogs Project. T-shirts now available. We'll have a new website soon about Save the Frogs. It's really about Save the People. We'll be right back with hour number 4. Gerald Celente as well.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.